Al-Qaeda's second-in-command says the terrorist group will not remain silent while Israeli attacks, in his words, burn our brothers. In a taped message broadcast by the Al Jazeera television network, Ayman al-Zawahiri called for Muslims to rise up and become martyrs in a global jihad against Israel and what he called the Crusader Coalition. He said war with Israel does not depend on ceasefires. It's a jihad that will last, he says, until religion prevails from Spain to Iraq. The entire world is an open battlefield for us, Zawahiri said. It's his 10th taped message of the year, but the first from Al-Qaeda since fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon began more than 2 weeks ago. Asked about the tape during an Oval Office meeting with the president of Romania, President Bush said he's not surprised that other terrorists are starting to speak out in support of Hezbollah.
Zawahiri's attitude about life is that there shouldn't be free societies. And he believes that people ought to use terrorist tactics, the killing of innocent people, to achieve his objective. And so I'm not surprised he feels like he needs to lend his voice to terrorist activities that are trying to prevent democracies from moving forward.
With Al-Qaeda's strength significantly reduced, White House spokesman Tony Snow believes the new threats are part of Zawahiri's efforts to remain relevant, or in his words, to stay in the game. Observers say it may also signal the willingness of the largely Sunni organization to set aside sectarian differences and help the predominantly Shiite Hezbollah movement in its fight against Israel. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.